for the...
Try to... Ladies and gentlemen, Musical Chairs is on the air.
Artists, songwriters, instrumentalists, producers, sound engineers,
and anyone else in the arts.
Thank you for joining us. On this episode of Musical Chairs, we have a new guest who's sure to entertain and inspire you. Hear their story, feel their passion, and join them in their journey as we put them in the chair. Now please welcome your hosts, Lisa Berry and Eric Lambier. Hello, America. How are you, Lisa?
I am fabulous. I'm super excited to be here today with you.
Oh, great. Well, I'm one of your hosts, Eric Lambier, and this is the other beautiful host,
Lisa Berry. And it certainly is musical today. It's extra musical because we're live.
We are live today. As well, we're going to play some pre-recorded songs as well.
Yes.
But we're going to do some live music as well, which is pretty cool.
Well, today's a very special show, and I would love to introduce our special featured guest today in an interesting way. We still need a drum roll. Live drum roll. And everyone, the reason why it's so special is because we are featuring Eric Lambier.
Oh, we're going to feature me.
Yes.
It's all about me today, folks.
All about me.
It's all about me.
Oh, that's a country song. Wait a minute. Oh, talk about me. That's all right. Sure. So the reason why we're featuring Eric is because we have some news for you guys. Eric is stepping into the most incredible time of his life, and we're going to, this whole show is about the inspiring way how we follow our heart and we live our passion, as you like to call the passion party train.
Passion party train, sure. Passion train. Well, that's it, exactly. And I finished a house gig back in May 31st, and I was doing a house gig for 11 years and felt very... You know, well, I guess uninspired anymore for at least a year, and then it was mutually decided. Let's put it that way. It was a mutual decision to move on, and it's just been a great summer for me. First of all, playing with meeting a lot more, a lot newer. All right, let me start over again. Meeting new friends out there from doing different gigs, playing with a lot of great, fabulous musicians. And actually getting to play music that I really want to do and finding out you can actually do that and tour around as long as you are smart about it. And it's been really great that way. So thanks for having me. I'd like to say thanks for having me.
Yes. Well, you know, I love that you actually start off with that, because what I would like to highlight to the people listening and other musicians who might have experienced this, or actually don't even have to be a musician, say you're just having a day job, because I think that's where sometimes when what Eric was talking about is the lack of inspiration really comes from creativity and connection from others and see new experiences. And
Definitely.
As a musician, if you know your house gig, which was wonderful and it had its place and its moments,
yep.
But you felt
moments already.
Yeah. But like there's restrictions, and I think that's a lot of people are going to identify with that. Like, you know what, yes, I have to go to this job, and yes, I have to do this, and I'm so grateful for it, but my gosh, I'm missing out on doing and being with the other people that really allow me to expand and grow.
And we're going to touch on that, because really, if you get yourself the right job, if you can anyway, and align it with your passion, you might be not doing your passion completely in your job, but maybe your job's sort of on the side of doing what your passion is. So it's not like you're completely doing something completely different for a job. But sometimes that works too, because then you can just shut all that off. So we're going to talk about that as we go along and how I've tried to make it work. And it seems to be working so far. So...
Oh, and I really have to highlight this, is because you have been a musician all of your life, but your career has been and only a musician. So you're really seasoned, and sometimes you could think, oh gosh, I've been doing it for so long, it's the only thing I can do, or oh gosh, I've been doing it so long, maybe I should change, or how do I make this work?
Exactly, we can touch on that. Actually, I started as a tobacco farmer. Well, I was a tobacco farmer's son.
Right.
And I worked in tobacco, through high school and school, and you know, when I was doing that, I wasn't ever thinking that music would be my thing I want to go into, but it sure pushes you that way when you're working in what they call the strip room, which is all sandy and very dirty and very hot. And I swore I'd never do that job again, even though it suited me well, paid a lot of good money actually for kids to you know, make in the summer. It paid really great, but it was pretty dirty and hot. So.
They say, you know what, you find out what you want to do by doing the thing, by knowing what you don't want to do.
Well, that's true. I don't want to do that.
And just to highlight this moment, because this is interesting. A lot of us can look at our own lives, and we think we have limitations, like yourself being visually impaired, thinking, okay, well, what can I do? Are my options limited? Did you not know?
Wow. Yes, I am visually impaired. I'm blind. I like to say blind.
I do too. I don't. Yeah. It's not offensive or anything. Yeah. But yes, you really thought, well, you know what? What can I do? And I would love to ask you, what was your first paid gig ever as a musician?
Oh, my first paid gig. I can actually answer that question. The first paid gig was a small town near where I lived. I think I was 16, and they offered me to come play. I think I made $20. I think I made $10 an hour. I did 2 hours. I was about maybe even 15. And it was at a local restaurant, and I came, and they had an upright piano. They still had those in those days.
We're sitting at one.
Yes. One of the last ones. So that was my first paid gig, actually. And that was, I was in high school in the summer, probably of maybe grade 10 and 11, maybe grade 9 and 10, and just playing, you know, pop songs. I wasn't very good at the, you know, jamming at all jazz standards, you know, that I studied as well. But even, you know, playing lots of cover tunes yet, I kind of flubbed my way through it because I like making the $20. I mean, at that age, I was like, woohoo.
Yeah.
Party time.
Well, and that's interesting, too. And then we're going to talk about that, like the difference of playing someone else's music versus being able to step into your own and being creative and sharing your own creations and inspirations.
Yeah, which is it's a different mindset. It really is a different mindset when you get out, and it's like what you did with your show there too, Lisa. So
yes.
It's a different mindset. And you know, it's kind of like flying by the seat of your pants and, you know, jumping with a parachute, and you're going to hit some rocks on the way down.
Yes.
But ultimately, it's good for your soul, good for your spirit, good for you. And maybe not so good for some of the people around you.
And a fun story about you writing is that you've been writing since you were a teenager, and you've actually been able to write with the greats. I mean, and popular people. I mean, we've got everywhere from Shania Twain to, I mean, you're going to be able to name them better, but.
Yes, well, some of them you wouldn't know because they're more writers and like in Nashville and that kind of thing. But, you know, I got to work with some cool people, and now at the other end of the spectrum. I want to just do a lot of my own music as well as a lot of what the greats did in that kind of blues. Blues is an umbrella these days. Blues can cover stuff from R&B, soul. When you say blues, it's not just anymore, you know. It can be. You know, it can be more of that kind of soulful.
Oh, that was pretty.
As well. I just made that up.
Aww. Good thing it's recorded. Let's use that.
A bit more jazzy. But
want a nice dinner with a wine.
But what I really like doing is a lot more of the New Orleans kind of, you know. That kind of Professor Longhair stuff. And with, as I said, a little R&B thrown in and that kind of thing. So.
And you know, you can tell that you actually come alive. I mean, we go through our things where we like this. I mean, I remember loving country music at one point, but then now I rarely listen to it. But we go through different, there we go. So, okay, I still love it. But do you think that you have, do you just evolve and just become attracted to new genres, or do you always kind of love it all and find?
I don't know. I find with me, I was, you know, raised around so many kinds of music. It was like a blessing and a burden because at some point you do have to focus on what you really want to do, unless you just want to be a cover person that plays a lot of different genres of music, which I have done. Mm. You know, I played completely country gigs. I played completely classic rock gigs. I played completely blues gigs as well. So, but I think as an artist, if you really want to be known to a degree, you don't have to be pigeonholed. Because once again, in blues, you don't have to always, you can write songs, which I have done, that sound different. They actually have different sort of their genre within the genres. So,
yes.
You know, a New Orleans type of thing or a straight ahead blues song or a swing tune.
I have an important word
that's
here.
That's what I want to do.
It's called hashtag niche.
Niche, exactly.
And niche, oh, I've done my own interviews on niche. I love, you know, I used to be afraid of, let's call it a niching, because I thought, yeah, but I want to reach everybody. And back in the day, I remember you were like, well, I just want to play forever. I want people to be happy and love my songs. So we're going to talk about some of these songs we're going to be playing. Because the first one we're going to play is called Beautiful Girls. Now, what niche genre is that?
Well, that's I'd say country blues.
Ooh.
I'd say country blues, a sort of a New Orleans kind of vibe, I would say, because of the train groove kind of drumming in it. And it's on my first R&B album, which is called Better Day, which I have to get back on. It's not on Apple or anything right now.
We will get it there.
Well, we'll have to get it back up there. But this is off of Better Day. It's called Beautiful Girls. It's a fun song. It's one of my favorite subjects. And it's a really fun song. We thought we'd start off with this one today for you.
Okay, well, let's hear it, and then we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit about all of your albums. But, yeah, this one and, yeah, what you're working on. So here we go, Beautiful Girls.
Aaron. On Musical Chairs.
Riding in the fast car, checking out the action, listen to the guitar. Beautiful girl in the black limousine, gonna hang up the roof, letting out a big scream. Beautiful girls on the hot city lights, getting wild and crazy, it's a Saturday night. Yeah. Beautiful girl, laying in the hot sun, turn up the radio, thinking she's the only one. Beautiful girl, waka waka waka, woo, gonna rip it up, tear it up. Try something new. Beautiful girls on the hot city lights, getting wild and crazy, it's a Saturday night. I said, beautiful girls, flip-flops and pearls, straight hair or curls, there are beautiful girls. Beautiful girls on the hot city lights, getting wild and crazy, it's a Saturday night. It's a Saturday night. I said, beautiful girls, beautiful girls, I let the flag unfurl, gentlemen, cause she's a beautiful girl. Beautiful girls on the hot city lights, getting wild and crazy, it's a Saturday night.
Laughing at the end in the studio.
And I'm glad you said that in the studio.
Oh,
So that's my thing. So that was done in studio, but yet I could literally feel like you guys were on stage in front of me. So how do you manage to capture that energy in studio?
Well, that's a good question. I think it's obviously the people you hire mm-hmm. that have to sound inspired. I also find, and some people can argue with me about it, is the first couple takes you try at it are usually your best. If the people know what they're doing. If they don't, it can be disastrous. But if people come in actually knowing what you want, have listened to the song, charted it, and go, let's go. Because that's where the energy is. Once you start doing it over and over and over, before you know it, it just becomes overthought. You start mm-hmm. making bad mistakes for nothing. And sometimes the mistakes that are in the first couple, even if there are a couple little things, actually turn out to become part of the song and what made it great.
Oh.
You know, nothing horrible. You don't want, obviously a train wreck, right? But... Right. Well, that's what I found anyway. And there's an old thing I recently did it with a friend of mine. Well, actually, Tobin Spring, who's been on our show.
Hi, Tobin.
Yeah. Hi, Tobin. We did the music of Neil Young, and he tells a story about Neil Young, people coming in to play, and they'd go over the song two or three times, and they'd say, okay, let's do a take. And Neil would go, well, what are you talking about? You're already done. Because they recorded it because I think – it's capturing the real vibe, and the player's excited about it. You're not thinking. You just play from the heart. And a lot of times you get some pretty good riffs. You get some pretty good soul out of that. So,
you know what? And on that note, before we head into commercial, I want to...
Of course, it does sound like that with Neil, too. But
yeah.
Which I love you, Neil Young, if you're listening.
Oh, but to highlight that, before we go into commercial, I was like highlighting, it's excitement. And we talked a little bit about... when you feel limited, it's not going to be happy and joyful. So excitement is what's fueling this passion. So when we come back, we're going to continue this journey of playing from the heart and just living, getting on the passion party train.
Sounds great. Woohoo!
Come back to Musical Chairs after the commercial.
Woo-hoo! Chica, 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 chica.
Ooh, that was good. We do a train groove.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds. Om Times.
Om Times magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
Long ago, you wouldn't think of galloping on a horse while doing calligraphy, and you wouldn't have attempted to ride your bike while typing a letter. Yet you think you can safely operate a multi-ton vehicle while texting? Behind the wheel is no place to multitask. If you want to BRB, drive now and text later. Lives depend on it.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Hello, we are back with Musical Chairs.
Where we are. I'm your host, Eric Lambier.
And I'm Lisa Berry.
And we're back with me.
With you. Actually, you're a fun guy to interview. You just have such a great history of your career as a musician.
Well, I can talk about me.
And actually, I love that we're sitting at this piano. You know, we've talked about it just a few times on our shows, but this is actually the piano you learned to play piano on.
It is the one, yeah, from when I was 10 years old. So it's pretty cool. And I got to meet the guy at that retirement home I was playing at, that his 88, and he sold it to our family.
Oh, my gosh.
He came up and talked to me. So that was pretty cool.
Okay, let's just talk. I just want to highlight that. That is such a cool. You have found such an awesome and a great service to do is you go into retirement homes and play to the people.
Play to the people, and I love it because they love a lot of the same kind of music that I like, actually, which is, you know, stuff that even when I was young was old. You know, stuff from the 30s,
timeless.
20s, you know, Fats Waller, all that kind of thing, which we'll be playing kind of a Fats Waller kind of tune later that I've written, too.
Oh,
you know, swing and all that.
It's like there are certain, I don't call it industries, that just never, ever fade. And music, it just touches everybody. And so I'm so glad that you're doing. And this is, you know, your next song, which we're going to feature, is One Track Mind, which I thought was kind of funny in the niche world.
You know, I just wanted to say, before you go into it, which is this song is a swing tune.
Okay.
Well, it's a blues shuffle. I guess it's more of a shuffle, this song. But people don't realize, sometimes the young people don't realize, and when you're growing up, that, you know, outside of something that was really created, a new style completely, you know, jazz was what at one point the pop music of the day. You know, that was one time the pop music of the day in the 20s and things like that, you know? You know, that kind of stuff.
That was the Rihanna.
Exactly. You know, the flappers and all that.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, this next song is a blues tune, but it's a shuffle. It's called One Track Mind. It is off my album, Better Day, which, you know, you can get it on CD Baby. That's C as in the letter CD, not CD like it's a CD place to go to.
Oh, well, and, we're talking bars here.
Or contact me on Facebook. We better get it back up there, though, on iTunes and that
yes.
kind of thing. But this song is One Track Mind, and it was done. My friend Bruce Longman played guitar. We have a bunch of different people on it. Actually, people know a drummer, I mean, a band called Big Wreck. The drummer is from Big Wreck. His name is Chuck D. Keeping on this one. We have Alec Fraser. And anyway, it's one of my little tunes.
But when you wrote, I just want to quickly announce that. The One Track Mind, is this the One Track Mind? Is this we've got focused thinking?
Sure.
Focus attraction?
It was focused in this song, yes.
All right, everybody, enjoy One Track Mind by Eric Lambier.
I like a nasty walk and that slow style. I like sexy talking, devilish smile. I got a temperature rising here in my bed. You're knocking me, baby, right out of my head. I got bad intentions all night. Pretty little walk's got to make me feel right. We'll get steamy in the back when the loving's getting hot. I got a one-track mind, baby, that's what I got. I like screaming guitar, oh yeah. I like good hot sax when it's playing bad. I got Johnny Walker pumping in my veins to get me going on my feet again. Got a bad reputation in a switchblade heart. Mama never told me till death do us part. We'll get steamy in the back when the lovin's get hot. I got a one-track mind, baby, that's what I got. I got a one-track mind. I got a one-track mind, that's the way it's got to be. I got a one-track mind, oh yeah. I got a one-track outside the lines. I like a thrill of a chase, honey, just give me a sign. I got a burning desire hotter than the sun. Well, come a little closer, wanna have some fun. From the back again. Lavish to the party, honey, live it while you can. We'll get steamy in the back when the loving's getting hot. I got a one-track mind, baby, that's what I got. I got a one-track mind, girl, listen to me. Say, got a one-track mind, and that's the way it's gotta be. Say, got a one-track mind. Oh, yeah. I got a one-track mind. Track mind.
One track mind.
I don't want to find.
One track mind.
I got a one track mind.
One track mind.
Oh, yeah.
One track mind.
Straight from behind.
One track mind.
Mm-hmm.
One track mind.
Just a little over the line.
One track mind.
We'll get steamy in the back when the loving's getting hot. Track mind, baby, that's what I got.
There's an echo.
Yes.
I love it.
It's me.
It just, it is a swing shuffle. It's like, do, do, do.
Yeah, swing, you know. Well, blues is where. Like a Louis Jordan kind of thing, if you had no Louis Jordan stuff. He wrote a lot of songs like Let the Good Times Roll.
Come on, baby, let the good times roll. That one?
No, the B.B. King one. Let the good time roll. Let the good time roll. Don't matter if you're young or old, get together, let the good time roll. Hey, everybody.
You know, I'm just... You're such a good inspiration for so many to go, you know what, just keep on keeping on with your dream, with your passion, what makes you feel good. And it takes all these twists and turns. And
it does take twists and turns, for sure. And one of the twists and turns was...
Yeah.
The book.
Okay, let me just, I'll start by sharing this. I approached Eric with an opportunity, which I thought, I was like, this is an opportunity. And he's like, well, how is that an opportunity? So, you know, you never know what can support and highlight things. But I came to you and said, you know what? You've got to write a chapter. We've got to write a chapter about your songs and how you got there and why. And I think it's a really neat chapter.
And who wrote the chapter?
Oh, right. Well, I interviewed you. And so I wrote the chapter. But what I did was.
Right. That's great.
Aw, thank you for that. A little
Lisa
spotlight.
Mary, ghostwriter.
Oh, it sounds scary.
You're a ghostwriter.
Ghost is scary writer. And what I did was I threaded your lyrics throughout the chapter I just wanted to, you have such amazing lyrics. And it's not just blues and jazz and fun. You actually write some heavy and emotional, like, you know, that kind where you choke up and your little can't swallow. Yeah. Actually, did you want to play one of those just to let people hear that?
Yeah, just what's the name of the book again?
Oh my gosh, Magnetic Entrepreneur, Vision.
I'm one of the chapters in that book, and I think it's on Amazon still.
It's a bestseller, absolutely.
It's on Amazon, so you can pick it up there. But yeah, some of the stuff I've written too, getting back to that, I mean, I've written some country songs, and I won't play it all. Like this one, it was written for people in the military. My cousin was killed in Afghanistan, giving his life for freedom, and... my friend Dave Frolik and I wrote this song called Heroes Never Die. You were sent across the ocean to the scorching desert sand, trying to make a difference in a hostile foreign land. Fighting with your brothers, gave your life to save a friend. And only God knows why he took you, guess I'll never understand. 'Cause you were too young to pay the final price. Every time that I think of you, I look up to the sky, knowing you're in heaven, sitting by his side. You will always be my hero, 'cause heroes never die. And there's a whole lot more to that one.
It's so beautiful.
It's a very sad song. I've had people cry in that one.
I know. It's like your whole tummy kind of gets that feeling. But you know what? That's why, you know, okay, so there's my question to you is that when you write a song, is something going on in your life that you get inspired or where does that come from?
Well, exactly. That one is, once again, for me, it was inspired more from my cousin, you know, giving his life for freedom, and then all the people that are out there on the front lines who are fighting for our freedom and don't forget it kind of deal. I know we're probably a little war weary after all this time, and I understand that, but I don't think we should forget where our freedom came from and our, you know, ability to live free and live the way we want to live and that kind of thing. And we should also think about the people that are still, say, enslaved, and there shouldn't be, and we should fight for that. So their freedom.
Well,
anyways, not to get all
song.
Political.
It's a beautiful song. And you know, and here's a switcheroo for you. Like, you know what? Freedom comes in many forms, and sometimes it's about freedom can be just happy with yourself. You know what? I come this way, I'm doing my best, I'm happy. This is life. Do you want to hang around me? Do you not? This is what I think. And you wrote a pretty funny and fun song around self-acceptance or something. You share this part a bit with a song.
I did write a song. I mean, I, like probably a lot of people in the world, I'm a little overweight. I have, you know, I enjoy my food, and I do enjoy the occasional beer.
So, there's lots of occasions, isn't there?
There's a few occasions that I've enjoyed the occasional beer. I'm a foodie, let's say. I'm not, you know, way over. And I was, you know, a couple of times people have said something. And I thought, you know, regardless if you're tall, short, fat, skinny, whatever it is, a Martian, whatever you are, right? Just be happy with what you do and really try to find it within yourself, because the sun shines from within you. It doesn't shine on you. It shines from within you. And that's really where it comes from. And, you know, there's always going to be the naysayers, but if you can fight your way through.
And judge.
Just say thank you for the information. Thank you, and move along. So I wrote this funny song about it. And this song, it's entitled Fat and Happy. And I call it the plus size anthem.
I love that.
All right. Yes. Speaking of anthems, yeah. And I'm going to play it for you right now.
We can do
right?
Live. Here we go.
Live. All right. This is from the piano. It's a little out of tune, but I love it. All right. Here's Fat and Happy. One more time. I'd rather be fat and happy than skinny and sad. I don't gotta worry what's on the menu, it's everything, and that ain't bad. Hey, all you movie stars can keep your diet fads, cause I'd rather be fat and happy than skinny and sad. French fried potatoes really make me smile. Scallop baked, mashed up, and go together in a pile. You can thank the French for all things poutine, they know where it's at. You better bring along a defibrillator in case of heart attack. Cause I'd rather be fat and happy than skinny and sad. I don't gotta worry what's on the menu, it's everything, and that ain't bad. Bless all you athletes out fighting all the flab, but I'd rather be fat and happy than skinny and sad. Oh, I pull up to a buffet, much to their chagrin. Should see their faces, I fill the space when I come rolling in. As I headed out for my fourth plate, well, you should have heard the wails. Oh my God, he's double fisting, hide the lobster tails. I'd rather be fat and happy than skinny and sad. I don't gotta worry what's on the menu, it's everything, and that ain't bad. Love all you models and your airbrush photographs, but I'd rather be fat and happy than skinny and sad. Some folks out there who like to jab and tease, but I'll order up more chicken wings and hold the salad, please. Cause tonight I'm on a mission, and my mission is quite clear. I'm gonna sit my ass down at the bar and have another beer, cause I'd rather be fat and happy than skinny and sad. I don't gotta worry what's on the menu, it's everything, and that ain't bad. When they bury me in the ground, this'll be my epitaph, cause I'd rather be fat and happy than skinny and sad. Oh, I'd rather be
and it's skinny and sad. I don't gotta worry what's on the menu, it's everything. And that be bad and heavy, then skinny and sad. That's right, I'd rather be bad and heavy than skinny and sad. What I said, I'd rather be bad and happy than skinny and sad. 300 pounds of love.
Well, you certainly sound happy. There's no sad there.
But this is my funny way of looking at it. And it is funny, and just poke fun at yourself. It's fine.
Okay, final question about that song, because this just came to me. So you, like, truly, like, you're happy. I'm happy hearing that. And so once you wrote that and almost, like, proclaimed it, any judgment or any kind of thing from others just melt away? Like, no, I've written my story. Like, this is about, you know, writing your story, saying what you say. Did you feel better?
I felt better. I felt a lot better about it. I think that people can take it the way they are. It's not meant to be a jab at skinny people.
Yeah.
It's about making fun of myself, really. But it's a little bit of an anthem. So that's what I kind of look at it.
Yeah. I was thinking, like, say that was about any topic. Like, when somebody writes a song, sometimes, like, that's how we process things, the emotions mm-hmm. going on. Like, they finally go, I'm going to write a song. And then it feels so much better to have a clearing about it.
I like to get it to the Heart Attack Grill there in Las Vegas. Maybe they can use it as a theme song.
There's another anthem.
So if anybody knows them, pass it along.
All right. Well, we've got just about 30 seconds before commercial break, but we still have two more songs at least that we're going to be playing when we come back.
Yes, the next one is going to be a dark song.
Ooh.
It's a very scary, dark song, but it has kind of a fun way, the way I wrote it. But once again, it's a bit of a dark song. So come back and listen to it on Musical Chairs.
With Eric Lambier and Lisa Berry.
Woo! Woo!
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community.
Perfect way to get to know your partner, yourself, and love more deeply. Download and join today.
Minds connected to the heart, connected to the love, connected to the soul. I'm connected to you, connected to me.
For those times when you're looking for insight and additional tools to living your most elevated life, there's no better place to turn than Intuitive Alchemy Radio. Join me, Laura Brown, each Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations, live on-the-air readings, and tools to help you build your most aligned, most abundant, and most delicious life.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
And by the way, everybody, When you listen to Light on Living with my show, Lisa Berry, the intro, you'll notice that I have a snazzy composer for that, and my it just happened to be you.
It happened to be me. Yes, it did, actually. I'm all over your stuff.
Yes. And just, you know what, a funny story about that. It was, oh my gosh, I think it was in 2006. I had come to you, and I said, I need music for my voicemail on my phone. And we came up with that. I said, I need ragtime. I need something fun. And do you know that people would call in and hope not for me not to answer just so they can get the voicemail to hear that music.
Right. And then I took this song.
Well, no, it was inspired.
That's Light on Living.
That, and that's what
I turned into. Rather be fat and happy. Yeah. Than skinny and sad. Anyway.
It was a fun thing. But you know what? I just want to remind everybody, there's one thing to listen to, you know, your favorite artist or your songs, but it is another thing to read their story. So I want to just say thank you again to Robert J. Moore, who gave us the opportunity with his Magnetic Entrepreneur book series, and ours is Envision, volume number 2. It did hit international bestseller, but please go and grab that, because not only are there other inspiring stories, but I just love your story and then your lyrics in there.
And our chapter is called Sight Unseen. So yes. Come and check that out, folks. Really check it out. It's on Amazon, and hopefully I'll meet up with you folks someday, and I can sign it for you.
I could do a signing, and I have a chapter in there too. I often forget. It's only because just get so excited, I forget. It's okay.
You have a chapter as well.
I know, but you know, it's just so. You know what? Telling your story. If anybody's listening right now, if you're in a life and you're thinking, I want more freedom, I want more inspiration, I want to be doing what I do. You know what? Step out of those limiting beliefs and go for it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Don't let the limits kick back the walls.
And speaking of limits,
kick the walls.
And speaking of limits, relationships. They can have some, can't they? And so, you know what? We know about love songs, but we also know about heartbreak songs. And so this next song is a heartbreak song.
It is a heartbreak song.
I love the plan word. You share the title.
Yes, and this song, the song is called Chick Wrecked, as in chicks. And I just tell you, it is a dark song. It's really dark in the way that it's just about, you know, relationship being bad and that kind of thing. It's a very sad part of the relationship. But I really wrote it because I liked a show called The Sea Hunters.
Oh.
And they go and they explore shipwrecks. And I thought, my God, that'd be a great way to write Chick Wrecked, you know. And the chorus, you know, I'm chick wrecked and deserted on the Isle of Misery, cast adrift, and I went down. Now I'm chick wrecked for eternity. I just thought it was such a great thing that I wrote a song around it. So this is Chick Wrecked on my other album, which is on Spotify and iTunes and Deezer. The album is called The Good Stuff under Eric Lambier. And this song is called Chick Wrecked on Musical Chairs. Thank you.
my story. Did you learn from what I said? Just remember where it got me. Face down in the devil's bed. Now I'm chick-wrecked and deserted on the Isle of Misery. Left alone, and I went down to the bottom in a heavy sea. Now I'm chick-wrecked and deserted on the Isle of Misery. Cast adrift, and I went down. Now I'm chick-wrecked for eternity.
Scatty.
I felt like I was chick-wrecked on an aisle. I felt like I was in Misery.
And that last note is actually a tritone, which is... It's just kind of scary.
Like those scary movies. Yes, right. And you go, what's happening?
Look out for the knife.
Happy note. Yeah. Well, I was going to ask you, because the lyrics of all your songs, I mean, they flow so beautifully. And do you often write alone, or are you co-writers and collaborators?
A lot of aloneness. A lot of alone time over here. The Heroes Never Die was written for Dave Frolik, though. He wrote all of the lyrics of that one. Actually, I wrote the melody, and he wrote all the lyrics of that one. There was another song on Better Day, which I co-wrote with my friend Kate Kelly. She's a novelist, Sonny's Lost.
Oh, I love that song.
So some of them are, some of them aren't. I mean, when I was working back in the day with Shania Twain, we wrote a lot together, which is a bit of both kind of thing. So it all depends, you know. I'd like to write more with people, just in case people want to reach out on Facebook, that kind of thing.
Let's do that reach out right now. So anybody going, you know what, this guy sounds fun, or this guy sounds, you know, heavy and dark, I want to write with him. And Eric sounded like the guy. Eric, not only, you know, you're open to writing with people, you have your own studio, do a lot of production yourself. You're a session player as well. Studio.
And with the world today, you can do sessions from anywhere in the world. You can do it right in my studio and send it to you.
Exactly. I love that.
And you can reach out. I have a fan page, Eric Lambier fan page, as well as just on Facebook generally. So.
Yeah, and if you have any questions about how do I, you know, get from getting into the music industry to just, passion training.
Well, you just do your thing and try to push your way in and do gigs and try to meet people.
Never stop. And so with that, it's all about, you know, I want to ask you about the final song we're going to play. It's a hit. It's a popular one. People request it. People love it. They like it.
It's a New Orleans type song. This is what I mean about blues. I like blues and everything else, but... this song was really written. It was written on my deck, actually, out back here, in the sunny day with a beer in my hand. And it's just fun. It's a New Orleans type of style. And the song is called "I Like It Like That." And is there anything else?
We do like it like that. Let's hear that. It'll bring us right back up, and we'll have our cheer.
Is this going to end?
No, we're going to come right back after the song. So everybody, enjoy "I Like It Like That" by Eric Lambier.
Whoa.
Everybody like that.
I like it like that.
Do you like it like that?
I like it like that.
little more bass.
A little more bass.
And the pretty girl dancing.
Oh, yeah.
Gonna stick it in your face.
You know what makes me do?
What? Chug-a-lock, chug-a-lock. But move it real slow.
Mm-hmm.
But then we'll push it really fast.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, we're gonna do it.
When we do it,
we're gonna do it with class.
Woo! You know why?
'Cause I like it like that.
I like it like that.
Everybody like that.
I like it like that.
Well, do you like it like that?
I like it like that.
Yes, I like it like that.
Actually, Lisa saying, I like it like that. Hope you guys liked it like that.
Yes, and I forgot I liked it like that. Ah, that was so much fun. You know, it's always fun doing musical chairs with you, Eric.
No, it's been really fun doing it with you.
You know, we have learned so much. We've searched. We have met some incredible people, new artists that we never knew, and now we are fans, and we, you know, love hearing them. And I can't wait to be able to pick up the show again in the future. After...
So you didn't really tell them.
Oh, I thought we did at the beginning.
No,
oh.
We did not.
Oh, all right.
No. We are putting musical chairs on hold. This is our last for a little while anyway. And we're going to put it on hold for a little while. We do like to thank the people at the station, Chris.
And Liani.
And Liani for having us. We also like to thank all the artists that came on the show, which is great. And we like to thank you people that have tuned in and listened to it. So,
all of the listeners.
So
yes.
We'd like to thank you for all that.
And everybody, we are actually putting the show on pause because Eric's going to be touring around getting some new experiences. He's going to meet some incredible people. He's got a trip planned to Spain in about a month or so. And
exactly. Trying to do some stuff in Europe, as well as we're going to be doing things here, writing some more music and getting everything ready to go. So
hope that brings inspiration to you. Never allow limits or you perceive limits to stop you. Always live your passion. Enjoy music.
Exactly. And that's I couldn't say it any better.
Oh, well, thanks everybody. This has been Musical Chairs. We'll see you soon.
Thank you. I'm host Eric Lambier.
Yay, and I'm your other host, Lisa Berry.
And thank you for joining us on Musical Chairs.
Woo!
Chairs.
Thank you.